Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Fortunately, we now have an ally on the line with us, our basketball expert from phillyvoice.com, Kyle Newbeck. I want to just read you a little bit about what he was writing after the game. First of all, he pointed out very accurately, Billy, if any of this is not accurate, Billy King is here, let me know, all right?
Okay.
He's saying the fans could not possibly have been more supportive of Ben, even at the free throw line, 4-for-14, always giving him positive reinforcement, right?
No, exactly.
I would have been booing the hell out of him, but they were really reinforcing it. And even at that, he couldn't hit a free throw. Didn't want the ball near the end of the game. Failed them in every regard. Wasn't even a big factor on defense because Trae Young at 39.
Yeah.
And then he writes, Al, listen, man, at a certain point, enough is enough with this guy. The head coach has changed. He's dealt with tough love. He's been welcomed by open arms from his coaches. His center has morphed into an MVP talent, and he remains who he was 4 years ago, a talented but flawed player who lacks the ability to steer the ship away from the rocks when the Sixers are in danger. Ladies and gentlemen, the wordsmith himself, our basketball authority, Kyle Newbeck. Hi, Kyle.
Good morning, Angelo. That was quite a high fact.
You wrote it. You wrote it. All I did was read what you wrote, Kyle. Enough is enough, isn't it? If they lose this round, either Game 6 or Game 7, is there a future for Ben Simmons in this city?
I don't see how there could be, Angelo. And I've thought this way for most of the season with the indications that they've sent with, you know, trying to trade for James Harden later on. They were trying to get Kyle Lowry at the deadline. They're signaling to you that Ben Simmons, who is their point guard, is not up to the task on his own. And the only way that they're going to get the sort of guy who is going to be up to the task is most likely to move him. So, you know, watching how all this unfolds, Angelo, and I'll have more later today on all this. Look, the point guard, the whole job on the floor of the point guard is to assess what's happening on the floor and to direct the team as they need to go. That means if somebody's hot, they get the ball. That means if nobody's hot, you have to step up and lead yourself and score yourself. And not only is he not able to do that, he doesn't even attempt to do it because he's afraid to go to the free throw line.
All right, hold on, Kyle. Now I'm confused. So I have a cut from Ben Simmons after the game indicating that the circumstances were not ideal for him to flourish offensively. I would like you to hear what he said and then respond. Here it is.
Ben, you've shot 5 times in the last 6 quarters. Why is that? Is it something they're doing? Is it circumstance? Do you think you should be, again, more aggressive?
Yeah, I think we just slowed down too much. I think we get too comfortable with that lead, slowed down too much, and the spacing also. You know, we're not running as hard. So I think we do those things, it's going to open up and then give me my lanes to, you know, be aggressive.
Kyle?
He creates the lanes. He's the guy that brings the ball up the floor. The pace they play at is set by Ben Simmons. The guy attempted 4 field goals in an entire playoff game last night. Did not make a shot in the entire second half. And for that matter, nobody who is not named Joel Embiid or Seth Curry made a shot the entire second half last night. That is just an absolutely preposterous thing to have happen in a playoff game, and yet that's exactly what we saw last night.
All right, as you know, I always go for 2 sources, and Billy King is in here. Is Kyle right that if you're bitching about the pace or the spacing, that's your responsibility, you're the point guard?
Exactly right. It's like a quarterback in football. If they're blitzing, you're saying, you know, I can't run the ball, they're blitzing. Well, okay, you're the quarterback, audible, impassable.
All right, well then now, Kyle, I need a more general comment from you about what makes Ben tick. What is this about? We're in the biggest games of his career, and he's giving me a lot of garbage about spacing. He's afraid to go to the line. He's 4 for 14. What's going through his head? Help us understand this guy.
You know, honestly, I wish I knew, Angelo. I think Ben is such a fascinating person and player because when he has it going, you would think this guy is the most confident player in the world, right? Like a couple years ago, they lose to Brooklyn in game one of the first round, and the Sixers get booed at home. And Ben Simmons says after the game, you know, if you're going to boo us, then stay on that side. He catches all kinds of grief for those comments after the game. And then he comes out in game two and he has a triple-double and they win by 22 points. And, you know, the guy rallies out of nowhere and he finds a way to get it done. But that guy, it could not be more different than the guy we saw last night where Ben didn't even want to touch the ball. He doesn't want to be anywhere near the play. He didn't want to be at the free throw line. He has no sort of confidence on the floor. I don't know how those two people can exist within one player or one person. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
All right. You know what, Al? For the first time, how they lost the game after 165 games where they had a lead of 25 points in the fourth quarter. This is only the first time in 25 years that happened. Now I get it. I have one player, Simmons, who, by the way, is max contract. He didn't want the ball. And now I have another player, Tobias Harris. Kyle, he didn't want the ball either, did he?
Oh, he was terrible. There were times.
Did he want it?
Angelo,
but did he want it? Did he want to shoot the ball?
It didn't look like it. It's like there were times when he had wide open shots last night that he stepped around or he pump faked and he dribbled into traffic. He looked like Ben Simmons has a lot of the time this year, where he just didn't want to get shots up, and he was ready to pass the responsibility off to somebody else. Now, obviously, that's not a typical night for him. He hasn't done that as frequently as maybe we've seen Simmons do this year throughout his career. But here's the thing, Angelo. He was supposed to be the guy with the second unit last night where he's the star on the floor. He's the guy who helps them get through these stretches where they have a bench-heavy lineup. And he was awful. They couldn't get him the ball at times, and when they did, it was barely even worth him touching the ball. So he's just as culpable for that loss last night as Simmons was.
All right, so now I'm buying into all this. Now I got to go to Embiid because he did score 37 points, but he's really struggling at the end of the last two games. He missed his last 12 shots of game four. Missed his last four last night and two free throws. Is this just fatigue, Kyle? How much of it is the knee and how much of it is fatigue, maybe conditioning? Give me a read on what we're seeing at the end of these games from Embiid.
I think it's probably some of both, Angelo. But, you know, Clint Capella made the observation after game four that, well, we got to wear them down. It's easier to play against them and blah, blah, blah. And early in the game, that looked like, man, Capella made a stupid comment and Joel was, you know, kicking his butt up and down the floor. Well, guess what? Joel did run out of gas in that game. And Clint Capella ends up being proven right because they're not in that game in the first place, or they're not in the lead without Joel Embiid dominating the game on both ends. But you can't ask him to do everything for four quarters. The guy is 7 feet tall, almost 300 pounds, like dragging this team up and down the floor. He needs some help from somebody. And, you know, other than Seth Curry, he basically got none last night. And look, it's just not good enough. And if I'm him, Angelo, and I'm out there playing with a small tear in my meniscus, and this is what they have to offer around me, I'd be pissed off. Like, he's putting his long-term health in jeopardy to some respect. And the best they can do is Tobias Harris, $180 million player, scoring 4 points, and Ben Simmons shooting one time the entire second half. I would be just unbelievably mad about that.
Well, this leads to an interesting sequence here because after the game, Tobias talked, Ben talked, Joel didn't talk, all right? Did he not talk? This is speculation, I know, but you got to give me your best take on this, Kyle. Did Joel not talk because he would have dimed out his teammates? He was that angry?
Maybe. I just think, generally speaking, he's a bad loser. Like, he has never really wanted to go up in front of the microphone, period, but especially not when he loses in that sort of fashion. And, look, that's something I will criticize him for. He's the leader of the team. He's the guy who was in the MVP race and was all NBA and all this stuff. Like, it ultimately falls on him, win, lose, or draw. He's got to be up there, and he's got to be able to put on a, maybe not a smile in front of the media, but at least go out there and say, look, this is what I think happened. This is what we have to do from here. That's his job as the leader of this franchise, period.
All right, Kyle, I got only one more question, and it actually requires two predictions in the one question. Has Ben Simmons played his last game at the Wells Fargo Center as a member of the Philadelphia 76ers?
I tend to think so. I don't see how they can recover from that sort of collapse. And if they lose in six in the second round, there's just no way that they're going to be able to justify not changing things in the offseason.
Great stuff. Kyle, we love you, man. Read him after every game. Al, it's like he wins a Pulitzer every time. It's brilliant stuff. You're awesome, Kyle. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, Angela.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.